I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is BOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken left Ukraine on Thursday following a meeting with Ukraine's president in Kiev. His next stop is Berlin for talks with allies, followed by a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Friday. Russia has amassed 100,000 troops near the Ukrainian border, and a series of talks in Europe last week failed to ease tensions. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden said it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Biden said that Vladimir Putin, the president, had a stark choice, de-escalation and diplomacy, or confrontation and the consequences. The CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, has concluded that U.S. diplomats suffering mysterious headaches and nausea and what has been dubbed Havana Syndrome were not targeted in a global campaign by a foreign power, reports said Wednesday. NBC News, the New York Times, and Politico cited multiple officials briefed on a CIA intelligence assessment on the incident that first surfaced among diplomats back in 2016 in the Cuban capital, in which U.S. and Canadian officials complained of severe headaches, nausea, and possible brain damage after hearing high-pitched sounds. Since then, diplomatic and intelligence officials have reported similar experiences in countries including Australia, Austria, China, Colombia, Germany, and Russia. The report said the CIA did not rule out foreign involvement in about 24 cases that remain unexplained, which continue to be investigated. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Supreme Court is allowing the release of presidential documents sought by the House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. In a near-unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court has decided to allow the House January 6th Committee to review documents from the Trump White House. After President Joe Biden waived executive privilege over the documents, former President Donald Trump went to the court to block access. But rulings by the Federal Appeals Court in Washington allowed the release. Trump had asked the High Court to reverse those rulings. With the High Court's action, the committee is now free to access records that include presidential diaries, visitor logs, speech drafts, and written notes related to January 6th from the files of former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. North Korea is hinting it will resume long-range missile and nuclear tests in response to what it calls the intensifying hostile moves by the United States. Any such tests would significantly escalate U.S.-North Korea tensions, which have already been heightened because of Pyongyang's 6th ballistic missile test to start the new year. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said officials said they would reconsider all the confidence-building measures previously and voluntarily taken by our state and rapidly examine the issue on resuming all actions, which had been temporarily suspended, according to the official Korean Central News Agency. Now, that is an apparent reference to Kim's 2018 announcement that he would voluntarily suspend nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile tests. Already this year, North Korea has conducted 2 tests of what it described as hypersonic missile, launched a pair of ballistic missiles, and fired a pair of tactical guided missiles. North Korea was especially angered when the U.S. this month imposed unilateral sanctions against 5 North Koreans linked to Pyongyang's weapons program. Telephone service between Tonga and other countries was partially restored Wednesday, according to the mobile phone network provider Digicel, but the company that provides cable service said full internet connectivity will probably take at least 1 month. Tonga's government and its Tonga Communications Corporation did not immediately comment on the country's communication status. Communications with the island nation of about 100,000 people were cut off Saturday when an underwater volcano exploded, killing at least 3 people, according to officials, and contaminated much of the country's drinking water with ash. New Zealand is among countries sending water to Tonga. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.